everybody, and this is episode of Dinner and Dialogue. I am your host, LaRonda Glass, and I am joined today with my phenomenal co-host, Ms. Miranda Stark, owner and CEO of Miranda Sweet and Chic. Sweet, what is Miranda?
Miranda Sweet and Chic Boutique LLC.
Okay.
And now also co-owner of Thick Chica LLC.
All right, big things popping in Miranda's world.
Yes.
So anyway, guys, we are doing an episode, just Miranda and I, on today for our Dinner and Dialogue podcast. We apologize. We know it's been a minute since we did any shows, but things have been happening. Life happens, so we know we just got to continue to move forward. So we're back on our game now, and we want to give a shout-out to Jessica, who is in the background, who make these things happen for us. So today, in the beginning, I'm just going to kind of talk about my workshop that's coming up on October 23rd, which is called Lessons and Lunch with LaRonda. And I call it a healing workshop, but basically it's going to be a self-development workshop. And in order to self-develop, you know, we have to heal. And so the workshop is going to be addressing childhood trauma, codependency versus dependency. Is going to kind of help you navigate through your life to see what parts of your life needs healing and how can you heal those areas to move forward to become who you're created to be. So I am very excited about that. As of right now, you can register on my website at www.jewelsmentoring.com. The whole website is not up yet. It's still under construction, but it's going to get there. So I do invite everybody that wants to attend that to please try to attend. It's $25 registration fee, but the registration fee is to cover the cost of lunch and a journal, because as you all know, I wrote my own self-development journal going through my life and what I had to endure to learn some valuable lessons. So part of that journal will be taught in some of the sessions of the workshop, but it's not going to be all up on that journal because I'm still getting lessons from life now that I will be able to implement in the workshop that is going to help you self-develop and heal through some things. So I am very excited about the workshop that's scheduled for October 23rd. It's in Oxford, Mississippi at New Freedom Church. And the address is on the flyer, and the flyer is on my Facebook page, and I am also doing it on my personal Facebook page. So if you are interested, please register so I can get a head count of who will be in attendance, so we'll know how many meals to fix, because the event will be catered by Grace Tucker, the owner of Gracious Creations here in Tupelo, and she does a phenomenal job with her stuff, and so she will be doing that for us on that day. So to go ahead, I'm gonna, like I said before, I'm with Miranda today, and I'm gonna let her introduce herself and tell you what she's doing, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna have some lessons on self-development. Miranda.
All right, hey y'all. Again, I am Miranda Starks. As you can see, I'm the co-host of Dinner and Dialogue podcast, the owner of Miranda Sweet and Chic Boutique LLC, where I sell the fabulous $5 paparazzi jewelry. And then I'm also the CEO of Thick Chica LLC, where I'm wearing one of our shirts right now. It is a empowerment brand for the plus size diva. So I'm excited about that too. I'll be launching that website on Labor Day weekend. And that's about all I can say right now. Full-time entrepreneur, just trying to make it do what it do.
Awesome. So you can see we haven't just been sitting back not doing episodes. It just we've really been kind of busy. Plus, I had to take a break because I became a new grandmother. So I have a new grandbaby that's 2 months old, and she's doing really, really well. Her and her mom's doing well. Her mom had a C-section, so I had to take out some time to kind of be there for my daughter. But I'm also doing other things in the background, trying to get back in the swing of things. So I'm so excited about this episode, even though we don't have a special guest on today. Miranda and I just going to talk about some things that we have grown through this year and self-developed. And so I am excited because it's time for us to kind of maneuver and put some things together so we can continue to be who we are created to be. Miranda has her things that she's doing on her end, and I have my things that I'm doing on my end. But my goal right now is to get these workshops up and going and to go to different towns doing these workshops. I never, ever, ever, ever saw myself as a teacher. I always thought that I would be the one that planning the events, but never be the one that's the leader of the events. But here recently, you know, spending time alone, and I'm realizing with me going to the rehab to help the women at the rehab, I was like, Rhonda, maybe this is where you're supposed to be. So I'm just going to try it out and see what we're going to do, and then I'll go from there. But I am excited about getting the workshops together, because doing them with the ladies at the rehab is really teaching me that, you know, some people really need help. They portray an image of being okay, but as I'm talking, they're really not okay. And so when you start asking those hard questions about life, it really begins to break you down, because you have to really search yourself to find those answers. But that's all a part of self-development. But if the things are not put out there, how do people truly heal? You know, healing is a process. And with it being a process, you really have to know yourself authentically to answer some of these questions. And a lot of time what people end up doing is putting that pain, they just bury it and they don't deal with it, and they pull up walls of defense and they become who they are. But it's time for us to break those walls. It's time for us to become open to the things that life has done and change our perspective and change our narratives so we can move on from those things. And that's one of the reasons why I want to do the workshop, is because so many people live in a false pretense. And so it's just time for us to deal with issues and move on. And half of the issues that we deal with are childhood issues. It's childhood trauma that we, as a child, didn't know how to deal with. But now that we are getting older, those issues pretty much has taken over our lives. So now we got to go back to the root of the issue to figure out, why am I like this? And that's the work that I had to personally do, is to go back and figure out, Rhonda, why are you like this? So I can become better. So basically, self-development is only development of self. And it's where you have to want something more, desire something more, and fight for something more. And so that's going to take time for you to sit, reflect, self-evaluate, and understand that I don't want to be this person anymore. So, you know, there's a lot of selfish people. There's a lot of angry people. There's a lot of mean people. There's a lot of frustrated people. There's a lot of irritated people. But you have to think about, why am I this way? Like, what's making me this way? And the truth be told, is issues that you pretty much just wipe to the side and you kept going. Wipe to the side and you keep going. But if you don't deal with those issues in the moment, they're going to come back up some kind of way. They're going to manifest in your life. So that is why I want to do the workshop, is because it's going to kind of help you answer those hard questions, because I'm going to ask hard questions to make you really think and dig deep to realize, okay, maybe this, I'm like this because of this, 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 and this. And then once you get to the root of the issue and you pluck it, then you can begin to grow and self-develop and move on. So one of the things that Miranda, that we're going to, that the first thing that I want us to talk about today is, like, with us, because I know you self-develop and I self-develop. And so today I just want to kind of talk about some of the changes that we have endured this year alone that kind of help us, you know, progress to be in a better position. So right now where you are now, I know, because we haven't talked really a lot lately, but we have in the past. So where you are right now in this moment, what are some things that you want to see change, or what are some things this year that you have saw change?
Ooh, Miranda, that is such a loaded question. I'm just like, where do I begin? But I think the main thing that I have seen change this year is, I'll start with just me, period. Because say, for example, I'm just going to backtrack kind of on my journey. I decided, I'm not going to sit up here and just say I flat out decided, but I prayed, and it had been something that had been on my heart for a while anyway, and I left my job that I was on 15 years back in March. And it was a difficult, difficult situation, which, you know, I've talked to you about it as well. And I was just like, God, I know you have more for me, though. And, you know, one thing I realized is as you go through life, it's going to be different situations. Certain things could be placed on your heart. Certain, you know, like it'd be certain passions that'll start bubbling up. I always tell people all the time, one of my favorite scriptures is God will make the crooked path straight. Right. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like I have been on such a crooked path just to get here, because honestly, I probably should have done this years ago. But, you know, because of fear, I stayed. So one thing that I've learned this year about myself is that I've taken a step in overcoming certain fears. Now, I still have some, but certain fears I have, you know, overcome. But that has come with me learning to trust God. So trusting God is not always the easiest thing either, because sometimes it's like you could be going and you're taking a step and you don't see the next one. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, God, listen, if I don't take this step, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, because I had got to a point where, you know, I was dreading going to work. I was frustrated. I didn't feel appreciated. It was just so many negative emotions that was coming in with, you know, continuing on the job versus me deciding to go on and take that step. Because I promise you, as soon as I took that big leap of faith, it was like a big relief came over me. It was scary, but it was a big sigh of relief. So that's one thing I can say about myself. I have learned about myself that I do have the strength to take a risk. I've always been a bit of a risk taker, but nothing as big as this was. Right. And I'm just so thankful that, because even though I took that leap of faith, and I know some people thought I was crazy, but all my needs have been met. And I still believe that all my needs will continue to be met. But because I took that leap, it led me into the next thing I learned about myself. I'm a creative. I never looked at myself as such. I never have, because I always, you know how you go through life and people will put certain things on you and be like, oh, Miranda, you're good at organizing. Miranda, you're good at this, or you're good at typing. You're good at, you know, and I just stayed right in that box for so long. But I realized I am a creative person. I may not be the person that could be behind the scenes and doing all the technical details and stuff, but when it comes to just trying different things, to say, for example, I love TikTok. I love being silly. I have the, you know, the type of personality that I'll talk to anybody or whatever.
Right.
You know, I get on there. I really don't care about being silly, you know, and I think some of that comes with age. I don't care what anybody thinks anymore, really. But it's just I'm to the point now, okay, now that I've freed up that space, I'm seeing my creative juices are flowing more and more. And that's even how Thick Chica came about. That was a dream of mine I've had for years. I always wanted to do a t-shirt line, but it just never came to fruition. And see, now, bam, look at me. These past few months, all these different designs, I've been working with my partner, all these different designs have come about. And we are about to release this plus size t-shirt line. And I believe I've had a lot of positive response from that. But so I've learned I could be a major risk taker. I'm a creative. And then I also learned on the other side of it, there are things that I needed to deal with that I haven't. So when you were saying earlier, a lot of people have put on this facade of everything is okay, but they're really not. That was another thing for me. It was like having this time helped me to see that it was some stuff, some issues that I had that I need to deal with. Say, for example, the death of my father. I hadn't fully dealt with that. I had just been going with emotions and continuing to go on. I've had other things happen to me. I just hadn't dealt with it. And during this time of, you know, being free from the job, just over broke, being free from that, it's really helped me to kind of dig into myself and see, Miranda, you really hadn't been okay. You just been moving on. But even in that, this is giving me the time to kind of be to myself, think, and reflect. And when I deal with that stuff, that helps me, that helps to free me up so that I can be who I'm really called to be in this earth, which I believe is an employer and not an employee. And I need to move her. You know what I'm saying? So those are the different things that I've learned. I've had to learn to stand up for myself a lot in this time. I've even learned that I have to say no and that it is okay for me to be selfish during this time in my life. So those are some of the things that I've learned.
Oh, that is good, friend. I'm so proud of you. Look at you.
Girl, trying to glow and grow, honey. Trying to glow and grow. Okay.
Yes. For me, this year, a lot of reflecting has occurred. And I think I have a lot of major big ones in the last few months, I think, but my I'm gonna try to do two if I can.
Okay.
It is knowing that it's okay to allow your heart to break.
Wow. Now you know what? That's good, Rhonda. That's good. That's a true thing.
Yes. And I learned that when you willingly open up and allow your heart to break, you control the narrative.
Wow.
Because usually when we allow someone else to break our heart, they control the narrative. And everything we focus on is what they did, how they did, why they did. But when you open yourself up to allow your own heart to break, it lets you control the narrative and say, why did I?
Wow.
What was it about me that allowed this to happen to me?
Right.
Because if you truly think about things, it's not about what the other person did. The other person is who they are, and that will never change unless they choose to change it. But what happens is when we take authority over it, it allows us to see a part of ourselves that needs to be healed and that we need to move forward from. And so when I willingly allow my heart to break and become open and allow myself to become vulnerable, I realize the power that I possess. And I realize how amazing it is to be vulnerable and open, because you know me. I'm not open. I'm not vulnerable. You know, I'm just hardcore, you know, and I'm just going to move on. Not saying that I don't hurt, not saying that things don't bother me, but I deal with it in a different way, and then I block it.
Mm-hmm.
And I place a wall there. And so it doesn't stop me from being Rhonda and helping and giving, but it limits me from receiving.
Right.
So now that I understand that, okay, Rhonda, it's okay for your heart to break because you control the narrative. Now I don't have a problem with communicating what it is that I need from people. Even though I'm still learning that, and I'm going to go into that in a minute, and I'm learning that, Rhonda, you're not meant to do this journey alone. But if you don't allow yourself to be open to receive, then you cause more damage to you than maybe you should. And so that takes me into the next thing that I figured out about myself, is that I had a fear of dependency. And I felt like I had to do it by myself because that's part of my DNA.
Wow.
My mom, as growing up, you know, I was raised by my mom as a single mother. And so that's something that she instilled in me, was independence. And so with me being that way, my mom would always say, you don't ask people for help. You get out and you do it yourself. So part of my DNA was, you get out, you do it yourself. You don't need help. And so I come to realize that maybe, Rhonda, I fear dependency because I felt like that was taking away part of my identity.
Wow.
But I had to learn to have a husband, Rhonda, there has to be a dependency. because my husband is going to have to feel needed. But if I don't form a need for him, he's going to wonder, why am I even here? What is the purpose of me being here? Why do I want to be here? So I had to learn, Rhonda, that there's a balance that has to be in there between dependent and independent. And so I had to learn to be able to allow and form a need for other people, because people have a need to be needed. People have a need to feel important. And when people don't feel important, they feel like they're worthless. So everyone has this thing in them to feel important. But if I keep this persona of independence, like I don't need you, then it can really push you away, not just for a husband perspective, even for a friend. So if I have a friend that wants to reciprocate and I don't let them, then eventually they're gonna be like, what's the point of me being your friend if there's nothing I can do for you? I'm not important to you. There's nothing I can do for you. So I had to learn to let go of my fear of dependency and be like, okay, it's okay to form a need. Because in forming a need, you are really playing your role and giving your husband a role to play for you when that time comes. And so I met someone that kind of helped me to realize my need for reassurance as well. Like I love to be reassured. I love to when people let me know that they need me. And so in order for me to get that, I have to be able to give it. So that's some of the things that I've learned the last few months of growth. And I'm still learning, but that's one of the things that's been so important to help me maneuver on. And another reason why I want to do these workshops is because we really need to understand our voice and our importance in this world. So what you think?
Yeah, that's good. And you know, I was just thinking about when you were talking about, you know, your dependency or whatever. Now, this is, I've just been on my personal journey trying to get myself, you know, back in alignment spiritually or whatever. But it just makes me think of like even the relationship with God, because we have to have a dependency on Him. Now, if we understand that He is a God of relationship, how important it is for us to have relationships with other people. And just like He tells us, if there's anything that we need, just ask. There's nothing wrong with asking for help from other people as well. We can't do everything.
Right.
And that, I think independence can become an idol.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it can become an idol. I don't need nobody helping with that. I can do this on my own. No, that's unhealthy. That is toxic to yourself. If there's certain stuff that you cannot do, you still need to ask for help. Now, the kicker is just making sure that you ask the right source.
Right.
And I think that's a big part of it. Another part of growing as a person, you have to learn who you can depend on and who you cannot. Mm-hmm. And being okay with that.
Right.
And that's another thing I can say I've learned this year. You just have to learn to be okay with stuff. You know, mm-hmm. People show you who they are. Okay. Just be okay with it and just keep it moving. Treat them as such. When certain situations happen, listen, this is my mantra. Change the changeable, accept the unchangeable, and remove yourself from the unacceptable.
Right.
That is what I've been trying to live by. So if it has the ability to be changed, do something about it. If it cannot, hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And you don't have to deal with it. Goodbye.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that 100%. And I think that people need to understand, in the essence, what I had to learn, that people tell you who they are.
Oh, yeah.
And it's your right to accept it or deny it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept what they give, period.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to say if I'm going to accept that in my life, mm-hmm. or I'm going to deny it. It either Access granted or access denied.
Right.
But if you know that it's something that you can't agree to or deal with, mm-hmm. then you have the right to say, no, I'm not going to deal with this. But if you want to deal with it, that's fine. And no mm-hmm. one can write that narrative for you. I think the number one thing people need to understand is that you are in control of your narrative.
Right.
You're in control of the chapter that you write in your book. Mm-hmm. You can't give somebody else the pen to write that for you. Mm-hmm. You are your author. And, mm-hmm. and you know, people want to blame life this and the devil this. No. You have to blame yourself. You have to accept an accountability and responsibility for the things that you choose to do. Mm-hmm. Man, woman, whoever cannot make you do something that you don't want to do. Now, as a child, that's different. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have your parents say, no, no, no. But once you get to a certain age, you are the one responsible for how your narrative goes.
Right.
And I understand that's hard. And I understand that, you know, if you have a big heart, you know, you love people, you want to do right by people. I get that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you choose what you write.
That's true.
And I understand that it can seem this way because this is what it seems like. But if you change your perspective of things and look for the positive in it, it'll go so much better than you just accepting the negative. You can always change a negative to a positive mm-hmm. if you choose to change mm-hmm. a negative to a positive. And so that's where I'm at in life. Even when things come to me, blow, blah, blow, and I can easily be like, I'm done, I'm tired, I'm not doing this no more, I give up. But mm-hmm. I sit and I reflect and I be like, okay, what is this teaching me?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to learn through this situation?
Yeah.
What am I going to accept and what am I going to deny? Mm-hmm. What can I apply to my life and what can I throw away?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where my mindset goes now. So I don't allow the issues of the world to overtake me. Even mm-hmm. though we're in the midst of a horrible pandemic,
right?
I don't allow that pandemic to take away me from me and make every thought that I have negative. I just
right.
don't have the energy to do that. So what I do is I understand that there's a pandemic, but I can't let this pandemic stop my progress.
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep moving. So that's mm-hmm. why I say, even if one person show up at my workshop, I'm still going to do this workshop because I know that that was given to me to do. Like
right.
it was on my heart for a minute. Mm-hmm. Just to have did my flyers and I hesitated for a minute to even put these flyers out because I was like, people ain't going to support. Then I said, it doesn't even matter. I know what was put in my heart to do. And so I'm going to move and I'm going to do it whether they support me or not.
Yep.
But I'm being obedient to what was told for me to do.
Right.
I put it out there. I can't make nobody come. I can't make nobody do nothing. But I'm going to do what I was told or I feel like I need to do because I'm going to be obedient to what was given to LaRonda.
Right.
And so if you want help, you got to get the help.
Yeah.
You just can't sit on your butt and think, well, it's just going to happen. No, it don't just happen. You
right.
can pray every day, all day, 24 hours a day, but until you do the work,
come on now.
Nothing is going to change.
That's right. That's true.
You're not going to change nothing. So uh-huh. you have to do the work. So that's why I didn't call it a mess. It's a workshop because mm-hmm. you got to work.
Right. And I think that's the thing. That WORK word.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about Yana Vincent talking about you have to do your work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to go through the process. The process is one of the most important parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like without the process, you won't really appreciate the result.
Right.
Without the process, you won't learn anything. And then, you know, back to what you were saying, like if it's just one person that shows up, you know, you've done what you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say, too, like in situations like that, especially when you are being a trailblazer, because let's be real, the stuff that you're doing, LaRonda, you being a trailblazer. You know
wow.
what I mean? So it's just like when you are in situations like that, it'll start off like that. It might start off slow, but it's all about if you're going to continue on. You have to keep mm-hmm. moving.
Yeah.
It's just like when I first started paparazzi, I may not have had but one or two people on my live. And I'm still not where I want to be now, but does that stop me from continuing to do what I believe in? No. Mm-hmm. No, because you still don't know who's watching.
Right.
You may not show up right then, but as time go on, it's going to hit somebody. It's going to hit somebody. So I just applaud you for just going on and doing the doggone thing. But with your journal, just being as real and raw as you are, period. Girl, everybody ain't ready for that. I know I was like, I couldn't tell everybody my stuff like LaRonda did. Oh, no, some stuff is going to go to my grave, Jesus.
I put it out because that's where I felt like I was, you know, felt like I needed to do, just put it all out there because I was just at a place, okay, I got to be real with myself and I have to be real with what I want to do. And I don't know why I'm wired that way, but now when people, I'm very transparent, you know, I don't have any issues with telling who I am because in doing that, it's going to help free so many people. Mm-hmm. And that's part of my journey. That may not be part of yours.
Right.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But for where I'm called to be, I have to be real in every aspect. It just happened if I become a world-renowned speaker. I don't need nobody trying to dig up nothing on me. If you read my journal, it's already in there, boo.
It's already there. You good.
So, yeah. So what you're saying means nothing because it's already in my journal. And so these are things that I just went through. You know, I wasn't the best mother. I wasn't the best sister. I wasn't the best daughter. But where I am now, everything that I endured in my past made me to become this LaRonda now. So when my husband encountered me now, he gonna be like, dang, boo, is that right here, boo? So, you know, I've just learned so much about life.
Yeah.
And so I'm just super excited for what's getting ready to happen, where we're going, because we're in a day and time now that people really need truth.
They do.
It's so much further than religion, and people really have to get that in their head and stop being performers.
Come on,
like,
now.
You have to be real.
You do.
And that's one of the things I love about my journey now is that I'm able to say I'm mad. I don't have to put up this mask of passive aggression no more.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends called me the other day and he was telling me about an event that happened with us years ago. And he had said, Rhonda, if we would have been dating, yeah, that would have been it. Because I was such a passive aggressive person. I would be mad and I would shut down. And I wasn't saying nothing else to you. It was like you was null and void to me. I would walk around like you didn't even exist. I wouldn't speak. And so that was the persona that I carried. But now if I'm mad, I'm able to say, you know, what you did upset me and this is why. But in order to do that, you really have to know yourself wholeheartedly to know what triggers you, what you want, what you like, what you will accept and what you won't accept. And so I'm just at that place right now. So, Miranda, so with some of the changes that you have took and some of the steps you have took, what are some things that made these changes happen in your life?
Girl, I was tired. I don't even know how to That was the main thing. Absolutely tired of the same old, tired of just living in a place where things weren't really exciting. I felt like I was on a hamster wheel. Just going through the motions. And then two, I was tired of being in a box where I just felt like I couldn't be free.
Wow.
I didn't feel like I had freedom. So that was some of it, because that was my dream. I was like, you know, I want to be able to be free to travel. I want to be able to be free. If I just need a mental health day to take me one and not have to be worried about doing something for somebody else. I wanted to be free to be be free enough to do what I enjoy doing. Like, I am a firm believer that we don't have to just go through life just going through the motions. Like, that's not life. That's not real. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be able to make an impact on this world, but it could be because of me, because of who I'm supposed to be, because of my purpose. I was tired of trying to help somebody else's purpose be, you know, done. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, if you have a job and if you work for somebody else, that's not where you're supposed to be. I'm not saying that at all. But I just knew that I was called to more. And I'll never forget, once I was doing a study on, you know, the scripture where it talks about in Romans, where we talk about we're more than conquerors. And I was like, I asked the question. I was like, well, God, what is the more? We're more than conquerors. What's the more? And so that's kind of been the journey that I've been on. Okay, so you can say I've conquered this thing, but what is the more? I'm more than that. You know, so my desire and one of my biggest fears that I've always said that I've had is that I do not do what I was put here to do. And I felt like being in the position that I was at the time, I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't on track. You know, I said, now I feel like I'm 18, 19 years old on the inside, but in the natural, I'm almost 40. And I wanted to be so much further ahead than where I'm at now. And I was just like, if I continue to do this, I'm not going to live a fulfilled life. I'm not going to ever be satisfied. And I don't feel like I'm ever going to be able to do what I'm supposed to do. And I have to cut some stuff off so that I can be there.
That's true.
So that's, you know, that's where I'm at with that. And now I feel like, okay, we wide open now. Let's do this thing, whatever it's supposed to be, you know. But, I mean, it's just the freedom for me. It's the freedom.
That's good. And I think one of my things that I'm learning to do now is live full and die empty. Because that's one of the things I always pray is that God, when I leave here, let me leave empty of everything.
I'm wrong, baby. I'll never leave girl.
Leave empty of everything that you have given me to put on this earth. I refuse to die with all this stuff in me. I don't know what it is that God is going to continue to manifest, but whatever it is, I truly believe that I will live to see myself empty of everything that he's put in me. Even so much so, Miranda, I don't even think I belong in Mississippi no more. I think it's so much more that's out there for me to explore than just Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just in a place where, Lord, do I belong in Mississippi?
Right.
And because I've tried this for years to manifest what you've given me in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And it's just like people are not receptive to it. It's like they want to stay in that comfort zone and that shell, but that's not who I am anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. I refuse to stay bottled up and hostage to being common or to be not common, comfortable. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to live and to be comfortable. I have a capacity in me that foresees everything that's in my mind.
Yeah.
And you know, and the Bible tells us, we don't have the thoughts to what God has for us. And so it's just like, Rhonda, maybe you just need to explore more. Maybe you need to get out of your comfort zone and travel to see what it is like in a different state, to see, heck, my husband may be in a different state. So it's just like, what am I missing? Not saying that I just want to just abandon Mississippi, but I truly believe there is so much more out there to explore than where I am. And so I'm just in this state to where I feel like maybe I should explore more. Maybe I should take a leap of faith and just move. And I think about, Lord, that's kind of hard, you know, but I don't know where my next destination is, but I promise you, if I wake up one morning and I get this nudge to go, I text you when I get there, Miranda, but I'm going to be gone.
But, you know, I completely understand that because it's been in my head more and more, too.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, I mean, honestly, and I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm like you. I just feel like it's so much more out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you do. I mean, sometimes it is a location thing.
That's true.
Sometimes it is. You know, let's just be real. I've seen many people move to Atlanta or people move out to Texas, and they are flourishing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so even in the Bible, you know, everybody got D from their carrot. You know, they always traveled and went somewhere else where they was not truly around family. And I'm wondering, what is the benefit of that? So is it that family can sometimes hold us comfortable and we don't explore? Or what is it?
I think so. I think, you know, sometimes with family, it's just like I've heard a lot of married couples say, if they would have stayed near their family, they would have been divorced. Because, you know, you grow up with your family. Your family is so important to you, but sometimes your family can hold you back. I mean, let's be 100. Because you're not, you know, in general, family will support you and stuff like that, but sometimes they're not going to see things the way you see them. And sometimes you have to branch off and be to yourself and do your own thing. Because at the end of the day, you know, it could be like some folks may be like, well, mama don't want me to do that, or daddy don't want me to do that, or whatever. And you could, that be like you stunting your dream because you living through your family's fear.
It's true.
You know? So it's just like, you know, some stuff, yeah, you have to separate. It's just like Abram in the Bible. When he left, he became Abraham. And he should have took Lot with him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But because he was family, he did. You know, and that's just the type of stuff we do. And even in family terms, I'm even looking at that way different than I've ever looked at it.
Wow.
Because family is not always blood.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I have some friends that are more family to me than some family that I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like you have to... We all have the ability. I mean, you can't help who you are born into, but you have the ability to choose your new family.
That is true.
That sometimes it's what you have to do.
Yep.
You have to create something new around yourself to help help, you know, prepare you for where you're going. Because if you have people, a lot of naysayers around you that don't necessarily believe in what you're doing, you're more likely you're going to put it down. But if you can get around some people who be like, you know what, I can see that.
Right.
Or, you know, just want to help accelerate you, then that sometimes is the best move. Not saying that you love your blood family any less, but sometimes you can't do certain stuff with your blood family. You just can't.
And sometimes the blood family don't even have the tools to give you to maneuver and progress through it, because we're looking for them to give us something that they truly don't have.
Right.
But sometimes we have to go outside the circle to truly get what we need, and especially like you said, trailblazers, it's hard for them to get a lot from their families because their families just don't have it. They just don't know.
And see, then too, there's a familiarity that comes with being in dealing with your family too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get away from that familiarity because that's comfort. That's, you
comfort.
Know.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I know about it, you can't stay comfortable.
You cannot.
And walk in purpose.
You cannot. It's very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. It's very scary. You know, sometimes let's just be real. You can't depend on your family for some stuff sometimes because they're like, oh, she'll be all right. You know, I'll do this whenever. No. I need somebody that's going to be on it right then. Like,
right.
If I ask you to do it, I need you to be on it right then.
You know?
That's just the truth. And that's one thing I'm learning all the time, every single day.
And it's amazing. So the last question I have for you, Miranda, is how are things going for you in this season that you never really imagine for it to go? Like, we have our visions, we know what our visions are, and we have our things that we want to happen, but like where you are now in this season, are things going, are they succeeding what you thought, or are they right where you thought, or you need to be in a different space, or how are things going for you now in this season?
Well, I put it to you like this, some things I have been just mind blown. I've just really been mind blown. I've just been like, oh my word, like I'm really doing this, or this is really coming to fruition kind of thing. Or sometimes I'd be nervous and be scared and be like, I don't know where this next thing is going to come from. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And then all of a sudden, bam, here come a huge, major blessing. So that lets me know that I'm right in my lane. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's been the thing right there. Even at this moment, I'm in a position where I'm just kind of like, okay, God, like there are certain things I need to do this next part of my business. Where is it going to come from? But I'm literally in that space of, I got to trust them. I don't have anything else.
Right.
But I'm learning even in that. That's okay, too. And sometimes mm-hmm. that is the best place to be in.
And that's so weird that you said that, because I was thinking about that the other day, and this is so crazy that you said that, because it's like we can be presented with this great opportunity, but we kind of want to hold on to this opportunity because it's, you know, it's comfortable. I kind of know it. And so the other day I was just thinking, if you truly walking in faith,
mm-hmm.
you have to let go of everything that was
Ooh,
and fully embrace what it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, that's a scary place to be in.
Scary.
But trust is truly focusing and walking on the water in front of you and never looking at what's back.
Yes.
Because if you get distracted by looking for what's back, you're going to miss your opportunity of what you got going here.
That's
and
perfect.
So I'm just like, Lord, I'm ready to walk on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the water is representing for me,
mm-hmm.
but I trust you enough that I'm going to focus on what's before me and let go of what's behind me, because
mm-hmm.
you've shown me time after time after time, even though what's behind me is good
mm-hmm.
and I can be okay, but okay is not good enough for me.
No.
Okay is not good enough for me.
It's not.
I want greater.
Yeah.
I want to have the true manifestation of what's for me.
Yeah.
But that means me leaving what's behind to possess what's before me.
Yes.
I gotta let it go, because if I keep focusing there, I will never get to the place where I'm empty.
That's it.
Will always be struggling trying to figure out what's next or what's more. So this place in my life, I'm like, okay, I gotta let it all go.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta trust.
Gotta trust.
Even if that means me packing up one bag and going.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah.
Even if that means people not understanding my journey, but like, girl, you crazy. How you going to do this? I know what's given to me.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what the outcome is going
to
be.
And, you know, I think that's something else, too. We have to really be careful with that, because if you know what you saw, you can't let nobody else deter you off of that if you know what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can honestly say, like, even on this journey, I've had a lot of people talk about me. Like, what is she doing? You know, and I mean, just out of nowhere. And, you know, I've been like, I am the type of person, I stay in my own lane. I don't bother nobody. I don't really try to, you know, fool nobody. I do me. But that's another thing about this whole transition as well that I've had to kind of deal with, too, is that you're going to have naysayers and you have to be okay with that, too.
True.
And you have people talking about you just because. Now you kind of, and you know, because that's one thing sometimes I get scared of is being like the face of something. And then, you know, that's when personal attacks will start coming.
Right.
You know, so it's just like another self-development thing is just getting yourself to the point where you're okay. You can't sit there and read every comment. You can't sit up there and be worried about what people mm-hmm. think. You just have to do you.
True.
You know?
And that's where I'm at with life, too, because when I bust out with what's for me, people going to be like, that girl is stupid.
Yeah.
But you don't know, this thing been festering me for months. And so I battled the thoughts of it. I evaluated and I did everything that I needed to do. And so people don't see the back of a decision. That makes sense. Kind of like you don't see. All you know is what's manifested to you.
Exactly.
But you don't know the turmoil I went through behind closed doors to get to this decision. Because even when writing my journal, I cried for months. Because I was like, I don't want to write, you know, I don't want people to know my business like this. Like, why are you I was laying my, even when I was writing it, I just sat in my bed and cried real tears because I had to relive that stuff. Like, I'm like, I don't want people to read this because, you know, I don't want people to see me like this. But after I finished it, I was like, Lord, if it helped one person, it was well worth the journey that I had to cry those tears to work this out. And so I'm excited about that. So as we get ready to end, Miranda, what is something you want to put in the hearts and minds of our audience, of the people that are listening? No, she's on mute. Did you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Uh-uh.
I said, as we're getting ready to close
our
session today, what is some encouraging words you would like to put out there for the people that are listening in our audience?
Encouraging words. I guess, you know what? I was listening to something the other night, and it was just so simple, but it was so profound. Be. We are called human beings for a reason. Be. And it's okay with being who you are.
That's amazing.
So do you. Look, I'm gonna throw my shameless plug in there, but this Thick Chica t-shirt line I came up with, it's just like you were talking about how you had, you know, it was months that you would cry when you were writing the journal and stuff like this. This has been pretty much a lifelong journey for me because thick, THICC stands for this here is called confidence. And it took me a long time to get to the place where I was okay with me wherever I was, whatever side, because I tend to fluctuate. And I've been a fluffy girl pretty much most of my life. But I have gotten to the point where I am okay with being me, whatever size I am, wherever I'm at. So I just wanted to say, no matter what situation you're in, what your current circumstances are, be.
That's good.
Be okay with you. Just be. Don't allow nobody else to mold you into who they think you should be. And this is for young people too. If you know who you are, because a lot of times we know who we are, but we don't even trust ourselves. Don't allow anybody else to come and tell you what you are good at or what you should be doing. You have to speak to your creator. That's the one who gave you your purpose anyway. But also get to know yourself so you know what passions you have, what desires you have, and be that. Just be. So that's what I would say.
I guess my encouraging word that I would give out is to learn the art of acceptance. And when I mean that, I'm saying, like, it's okay to have expectations, but you're going to have to balance your expectation in man. You're going to have to accept what's giving, and you're going to have to learn that you have the power to approve or deny what is given to you. Know the power you possess with access granted and access denied.
All right, so now.
People are not plugging in the right password for you. Access denied. But when people are plugging in their right password that fits you, then it can be access granted.
Yes.
But as soon as something shows up that you don't want, you can change your password at any given moment, at any given time, to deny anybody access to you. So my encouraging word today is stop trying to make people be who you want them to be and accept them for who they are, but continue to allow yourself to grow to become better. Never put out your fire for someone else. Know that. So know that even though you are the light, let your light shine. But that doesn't mean that you have to build a platform for your light to shine. So continue to be who you are, the light that you are, and just learn the art of acceptance. Because I promise you that when you learn to accept, so much will change in your life. Because your perspective will begin to change when you know who you are and you learn to accept things for what they are. So I want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining us on today on this episode of Dinner and Dialogue Podcast.
Ain't said it in a while, girl.
Right, girl. And so today's topic was self-development, but we did a little buffet of things. But again, I want to invite you all out on October 23rd for lessons and lunch with LaRonda in Oxford, Mississippi. Again, you can register on www.julesmentoring.com. I pray that we have a good turnout, but even if one person show up, I am okay with that because I'm going to do what I'm called to do and we're going to have a good time. I'm just going to continue to be me. Know that we love you. We thank God for you and continue to be blessed and shine in every area of your life. Continue to live full, but do your best to die empty. We love you. Any last words, Miranda?
Be.
And so y'all have a good day and be blessed. Bye.